say that something you brought up about having the correct information and about Jesus, and I want to put him in proper perspective, and I want to do that from a book, another one of the books that I call books, the Lazarus Book Club, The Wake Up the Dead. And this book is called The Jewish Wars by Flavius Josephus. Now, what makes this book so important is because this book is written by a person who come from the same town where Jesus come from, Galilee, and also lived during the same time. His name is Flavius Josephus, one of the most important historians when you're going to talk about Jesus. See, what we need to understand about the Messiah, you want to read that book. You also want to become familiar with what they call the Dead Sea Scrolls that they found in 1947. This is where they got the oldest documents of the Old Testament in the language that Jesus spoke. Now remember, the King James Version and all of that, that was translated into Greek through the works of the Apostle Paul. See, now as far as Jesus being what you call a Muslim, only in the sense that the word Muslim means peace, but they existed in different historical periods. The Prophet Muhammad came after the time period of the Messiah Jesus. When you're talking about the Messiah Jesus, you're talking about two types of Christianity. You're talking about the type of Christianity that developed from the teachings of Jesus, and then you're talking about the type of Christianity that developed when the Apostle Paul went to Asia Minor and took the teachings of Jesus there. And then later on, by the time the Emperor Constantine came along, you had two trends of Christianity that viewed Jesus differently. You had the one that Apostle Paul, they deified Jesus. They looked at Jesus as God because he went to the educated world. The ones that went to Judea, the disciples to Jesus, they viewed Jesus as the Messiah. So Constantine, he called the first Nicene Conference. It was at Nicaea, July the 4th, 325 AD, and they had to decide on which type of Christianity they were going to move in. And they chose the teachings of the Apostle Paul. And this was the beginning of the Roman Universal Church. And the word universal is Catholic. And that's where all your denominations and all of that, they come from that period. The first important period, 325 AD at the first Nicene Council. And then the next important period is the year 1611, when King James, the King James Version of the Bible was developed. And so those are really, but what you got to understand about, I mentioned it earlier, it's all about the economic system in which we exist in. And when we're talking about the economic system, we're talking about the means of production, how you get the things that you need to survive on. And there's only two types, the communal and the competitive. The communal is in ancient history. As far as they could travel back, the economic system was communal all the way up until the Babylonian Empire, when an individual named Seth that they call Nimrod developed the Code of Hammurabi. And the Code of Hammurabi put value system on products that was out in nature, on what was the value system of it. And those are, that's capitalism. And as we exist today, capitalism is a revolving entity, you know, that always need new markets to exploit. And as I pointed out earlier, for those that live in Los Angeles, You got the perfect laboratory to see capitalism as a dual ethnic economic communities, where a particular ethnic group control the economic life and the cultural life of their community, and also exist in what I call the shopping mall community, where all the ethnic group mix and exchange. Now, the descendants of the slaves of America, because of our history, we exist only in the shopping mall community. We don't have any community. If you have any, tell me where they at, where we control the economic and cultural life of a particular community. We got hoods, but we don't have a community. I think it's very important to understand that. We got to understand all of these elements when we get the Babylonian Empire, get the United States to redress us, to take care of what they owe out us for building up this country. So I mean that we got to get all of these misconceptions out of the way, and we got to come together as a unit, see? And that means elevating the so-called Christian church that we have now, because the black church has always been a very important social institution until the Greek middle class miseducated leaders that we have, you know, have just neutralized the value of the black church and what it was during slavery and right after slavery. Anybody want